We're back at the Girls Coaches Preview Show here at Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville, AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. Let's go to the hotline and welcome in head coach of the Amherst Comets. You know him well as John Rossitano. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. And look, I got to peel back the curtain. I know this is a high school basketball show, but you're on the road back from a nice little Cleveland Brownies victory in Baltimore this past weekend. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was tremendous. Any time the Browns can win on the road in Baltimore in that fashion, it was a great trip with a great ending.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How's the rest of this offseason been for you? I imagine not long enough.
No, I mean, it goes fast off season, and now we're in season in terms of practicing, and there's nothing like high school basketball, and looking forward to the start of the actual season.
Now, this is your third year back at Amherst since leaving Lorain, back on the girls' hoop scene. Have you enjoyed being back on the girls' side of things after, seeing that kind of at the start of things? You went to the boys' side, now back on the girls' side. How's that experience been?
I enjoy it. I mean, I've always thought basketball is basketball. I mean, it's different in some regards, but I treat the girls the same way I treat the boys. They're athletes, and
sure,
they want to be treated as such, and I go after them just like I did the boys. So, it's different in some ways, but the way I coach, the way I teach the game is not a whole lot of difference.
How are the program numbers looking this year for you, if you don't mind sharing?
We have about 20 girls,
okay.
Varsity JV. We do not have a freshman team. But actually, there's not a whole lot of high school girls programs that have freshman teams anymore. So we got the varsity JV team, and our numbers are, we got 20, so that's about normal.
It's interesting you say that. I just got into coaching this year myself. I'm doing 7th grade girls basketball over in Fairview Park and talking with their head coach on the girls' side, Dave Murphy. We were kind of talking about, hey, some JV schools – or some not JV schools, but some schools not having a JV team. Is there a secret, do you think, to trying to keep girls' numbers up with basketball, or is it just maybe kind of depend on the class? What's kind of your view on that?
I think it's a little both. I think, I'm an old school coach. I think too many athletes, guys and girls, are trying to specialize instead of playing two or three, multiple sports.
Sure.
And in that regard, it hurts numbers. I just think kids need to get back to playing two, three sports and enjoying high school sports, and because there's nothing better. And I think parents and kids need to realize that. And unfortunately, it hurts the numbers because kids are specializing, especially in the smaller schools.
No question. Again, we're joined by Amherst Comets head basketball coach John Rossitano, girls head basketball coach, I should say, here on the Coaches Preview Show from Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville. You mentioned you're a bit of an old school coach, with your approach and expectations, things like that. How have your girls over at Amherst responded to that? I know sometimes that can go, maybe one or two ways. How has that gone for you?
When I first went back, I think there was a little bit of shell shock, the way I coach, the way I teach, because I hold everyone accountable for everything they do. But I tell you what, I think it's gone well. The kids are tough. They're hard-nosed. They want to learn. They listen. And over the last couple of years, I think the kids have responded in a great fashion. And I've had a great time with it.
Now, looking at a couple of individuals on your roster, I think a lot of times the conversation starts with Kristen Kelly. What can you tell me about her offseason and what maybe some expectations are for her?
Well, first of all, she just signed last week a national letter of intent to Merrimack University,
yeah,
a Division I school in Boston, a very good basketball conference they're in. And, she puts the time in. Basketball is a very skilled sport. And to get good at it, you got to put a lot of time in, a lot of effort, a lot of hard work, hours. And she's done that. And she's made herself a really good basketball player. And we're expecting a lot of great things out of her this year. She can score. She rebounds. She'll be the hardest worker on the court every night. And, them kind of players, they don't come along very often. And we're lucky to have her first senior year.
Not to put words in her mouth or anything like that, but do you think, with the whole recruitment phase and things like that, does it help kind of, I don't want to say getting that out of the way, but does it help to kind of have that solidified and done with prior to the season getting started, or do you not really think that matters?
I think it matters in the sense that I think the athlete can just enjoy their high school season now and not have to play with any, you know, added pressure, trying to impress for a college scholarship. I think she'll just have a great time playing high school basketball her last season, and already in the preseason she looks tremendous. So, like I said, we're expecting great things out of her.
Another individual I wanted to ask you about, senior Kayla Ferency, kind of, you know, same thing for her. What were expectations this offseason for her? What have you maybe seen growth-wise from her game, and what do you expect from her this season?
Another one that she I don't think she's missed a workout in last spring, summer, and this fall. And she's going to play Division III basketball this year. She's down to a couple schools, and she keeps getting better and better in her decision-making, skill level, and I think if she has a great year, which I expect she will, we can be really good.
Obviously, those two garner a lot of the conversation, but I'm sure you're expecting others to step up throughout the season as well. Have there been any others that have maybe jumped off the page to you or made some significant strides in the offseason, thinking, wow, okay, you know, she really added this to her game? Anybody like that this year for you?
Well, we got two that, our girls, the core girls, have spent a lot of time in the offseason. Brayden Silvesi, she's about a 5'8 senior. She's improved her shot, her skill level, works hard in the gym. And, again, based on the preseason, our first scrimmage, she looked really good. Another girl is Ava Darmus, a 5'11 senior. Again, they spent a lot of time in the offseason working on improving skill level, their shot making, and I think by putting in that time, it's going to really help them, and thus it'll help us as a basketball team this all winter.
Again, Amherst head girls basketball coach John Rossitano joins us on the hotline here for the Coach's Preview Show. Not to put you on the spot with the schedule game here or anything, Coach, but are there any interesting non-conference matchups that really stick out for you this year?
Well, you know, we play a lot of we got Brunswick, who's always very good. You know, we picked up Westlake. Actually, I think we play Fairview, as a matter of fact. Who else we have? Vermilion. A lot of local schools, a lot of little local flavor to it, which is always exciting. We have a really good one early in the year in Brush in the Cleveland Heights Classic, and they're always very, really good. So, it's a good non-conference schedule, and as you know, our conference itself is terrific. With the Olmsted Falls, the Ridgevilles, the Midviews, Avon Lake. I mean, every team up and down is really good. So there's not a whole lot of nights off in our conference.
No, there are not. I actually just talked with Avon head coach Maggie Ferrando a little while ago, and she was right there with you. I mean, this SWC is brutal night in and night out, no question. Coach, we can close on this. You know, I don't need to know everything that you guys have goals or expectations-wise within the locker room, but what can you share on that front in terms of, again, just maybe general goals and expectations for you and the girls this season?
You know, I don't have a lot of goals in terms of, wins and losses. Our goal is, we talk about it every day, is just get better every day. Approach every practice to get better and better. And I think if you do that, I think the wins and losses, the tournament, all that stuff takes care of itself. And so our goal is just get better every day and work hard. And the girls do that. And hopefully that turns out to be a really, really successful season for us.
Well, I don't have our broadcast schedule in front of me here, so I apologize for that. But I know we got you on there a couple of times at least. So thanks for joining us for the preview show, Coach, albeit on the hotline. We always appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed that victory for the Browns in Baltimore. And best of luck to you and the girls this season.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.